Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is so that you, in your own home, the privacy of your own home, can begin to really study and learn the Word of God. And so that you can understand what God has done, why He's given His commandments, why Jesus Christ is our Savior, why we have the Old and New Testaments, and all of these topics we will cover. We'll also cover what is the love of God, what is the truth of God, what is repentance, what is baptism. So we have a lot of things that we can cover. And right now we have over 50 downloadable articles which you can download, which cover vital questions concerning the truth of the Word of God. And all of these are designed to help people like you who have been churchgoers, who have been turned off at the churches and turned off at the politics and turned off with the sins of the ministers and the clergy and how they have lived their lives and been hypocrites from top to bottom, and you're disgusted with the religion of this world. Well, welcome to Church at Home. And so this is to help fill the void in your life, that you can come to know God, understand His truth, understand His word, and develop a personal relationship with Him that will result in eternal life at the return of Jesus Christ and the resurrection. That's the whole purpose and goal of what we're doing here. We have been examining the reason for the laws and commandments of God. And we have seen that God has given His law for our good, for our benefit, that we may live long lives, that we may have peace of mind, that we may have understanding, that we may have direction for our lives, the way to go, the way of the Lord. And we walk in it. And as in one case we saw, I will run in your commandments. Because they are so good, they are so righteous, they are so perfect. And remember, all the laws and commandments of God are a reflection of God's love and of His mind for the finest of His creation, man and woman, made in the image of God. And these are vital for us to understand, because just like if you own a car, which most of us do, or you own some other mechanical instrument or electrical instrument, there are certain rules that they have to go by. And there are certain things that you need to do in order for it to run well, to work well, for it to be taken care of, for there to be maintenance, for there to be renewal, so that your car or your machine or your digital or electronic machines will have long life. So you take care of them. It's like with a car. If you change the oil and get tune-ups and take care of the regular maintenance, you can drive a car for 300,000 or 400,000 miles. If you don't, you can burn it out and it's a hunk of junk in 30,000 miles or 60,000 miles and ready for the wrecker to come and tow away. Just depending on how you took care of that car. Well, likewise, how do you take care of your mind? How do you take care of your heart and your emotions? How do you take care of your physical body? How do you take care of your life? Are you in charge of your life under God? Are you in charge of your emotions and control them with the love of God, the patience of God, etc.? How do you run your marriage? What is the role of husband? What is the role of wife? What should you teach your children? All of these things are contained in the Bible. See, because the Bible is given by the eternal, ever-living God who has perfect mind. He created us, He made us, and He wants us to love Him, and He wants to love us. And so the whole Bible is a message from God to you, to me, every human being. And the truth is, though we can live our lives without the Word of God, we're miserable, we're horrible, we don't know the purpose of life, we don't know where we're going, we don't know what we're doing, and we're filled with opinions and we're filled with all kinds of emotions and hatreds and different things that come along from carnality of rejecting God and rejecting His way. And even in religion. Now, we've got a special CD that you can write in for, which is called Why God Hates Religion. And God does hate religion. And that's why maybe you have been turned off of religion because of the men who are running it. And what they purport that the Word of God says, and you wonder, how can that be? Well, this is why, church at home, you don't have to be subjected to that. You can learn, you can study, you can grow in grace and knowledge, and you can see how God wants you to love Him, to keep His commandments, and that your life will be blessed with the Spirit and the power and the love of God to you. Now let's come to Psalm 119. And let's see some of these verses that tell us more about the love of God, the truth of God, and how and why God gave us His commandments and laws and statutes and judgments. It's all there. Psalm 119, also, if you read it very, very carefully, you will begin to see that this is how Jesus Christ thought of the laws and commandments of God. So it's actually a prophecy through David, and Jesus is the son of David, and David was a foretype of Christ as king and prophet, and God inspired him to write these Psalms. So there's the connection. The unity of Scripture between the Old and New Testament. Now let's come to verse 44. Let's see how we are to keep the laws of God and the benefit that it will bring to us. We'll see many here. These are tremendous. These are beginning fundamental basic principles in understanding the laws and commandments of God, and restoring the true teachings of the Bible and the true teachings of Jesus Christ and the apostles. We do not teach any traditions of men. We do not accept and believe in any of the false teachings of any of the denominations of this world. We are scripturalists. That's why the Christian Biblical Church of God sponsors Church at Home. We call it Christian because we follow Christ. Biblical because that is our guide, the Bible. As the Protestants started out, solo scriptural, but never followed through for Scripture alone. And it is a church because we are an assembly of those called out ones who have the Spirit of God, and it is of God because it's not of any man. Now, verse 44. So shall I keep your law continually forever and ever. Now, that's a very interesting verse, isn't it? One short little verse, but what does this tell us? If you attain to the first resurrection in the kingdom of God, we're still going to keep the commandments of God. Do you think that God is going to have any lawless, rebellious people enter into the kingdom of God? Did He not have this problem once already with Satan the devil and the angels who followed him who became demons, who were cast out of the presence of God and back down to the earth? So you think of that whenever you hear a preacher say, oh, the laws of God have been done away. Liar. Oh, Jesus fulfilled them so we don't have to keep them. Liar. Says right here, so shall I keep your law continually forever and ever. Do you believe that? That's why God gave the laws for our good. Now notice how that reflects to why God made us. Verse 73, your hands have made me and formed me. Give me understanding so that I may learn your commandments. That's precisely what we are doing here. You and me and every human being on earth is a special separate creation of God through procreation from your mother and father. You have an individual identity in your genes and your chromosomes that is different from any other human being, though you received those genes and chromosomes from your mother and father, and God created you in their image, which is after the image and likeness of God. Isn't that something? Think of the love that God has, that we as human beings have the blessing to bring children into this world after our kind in the image of God, and God has made and fashioned each one. Now we'll have some other sermons on that, why we were born. How God made us. You see, the teachings in the Bible go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and broader and broader and broader and higher and higher and higher when you come to understand that the Word of God has been inspired by the eternal God, and all of these things are here for our good because God loves us. And what He wants from us is our responding back to Him in love and service and truth and righteousness, a commandment keeping and receiving of the Spirit of God. Now let's look at the rest of this verse, verse 73. Give me understanding so that I may learn your commandments. See, it's not just a matter of we have it down on paper and we memorize it. That's good. That's fine. We should do that. But the purpose of memorizing it is for what? So we can have understanding. So we can learn. You see, quite the opposite of what nominal Christianity in the world teaches. The laws and commandments of God were given so that we can learn. We can learn the way of God. We can learn the truth of God. We can learn how to live. We can learn how to have a relationship with God. All of those together, see, and all of this reflects the love of God, and we'll be talking about the love of God also. But if you want an in-depth series on the love of God, go to cbcg.org, and you can order that. Or you can just send an email to Church at Home, care of Fred Coulter, and we will send you two CDs, 23 in-depth sermons of the love of God, Old Testament, which then includes the law, the prophets, and the Psalms, New Testament, which includes the Gospels and Acts, the general epistles, the epistles of Paul, and the book of Revelation. All the way through, the love of God permeates everything that God has done, and yes, even the punishment of the wicked. Though God does not like to see the death of the wicked, since He's lawgiver, He must judge. And if they go against God and go against other human beings, there must be judgment. Now, whether there will be repentance or not is another story. And that's why God has to act very severely, because people go against God. Now, notice, once you learn the commandments, notice what David said here in verse 77. Let your tender mercies come to me so that I may live, for your law is my delight. You can turn that around the other way. If the law of God is your delight, then the tender mercies of God will come to you and you will live. But isn't that the desire of everyone, that they want to live? Don't they want mercy? You know, not like many of the murderers. They shoot, kill someone, dismember them, or blow them up. And then when it comes to them, and they're finally cornered by the police, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. Because they want to live in their sin. Well, that's not the way God operates, see. So you delight in the law of God. Let it teach you. Let you learn. Let you understand. Now notice what that will do then. And here's the best attitude possible. Here's the attitude we need. David wrote, "Oh, how I love your law." Do you love the law of God? If you do, you'll have understanding. Now notice, "It is my meditation all the day." In other words, he's letting the law of God be the structure of his thinking. He's letting it be the divisions of his thoughts, so that he can understand about life, understand where he's going, understand God, understand his purpose. Meditates on it all day. Now here, verse 86 and 172. Notice this concerning the commandments of God. "All your commandments are faithful," meaning they are in full force and effect all the time, for blessing or for cursing, "and righteous," for blessing or cursing. See, because God has set before us life and death, good and evil, but he commands us to choose life and to love him. And that's the whole purpose of it here, you see. Notice what else he says here. How to keep yourself out of trouble. Verse 115, "Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of God." And that's a good idea. Separate yourself from sinners. If they won't go from you, you leave them. See, don't stay in the company of sinners, because you will end up being partaker with them. And as I wrote in a book that we have called "Lord, What Should I Do?" the Bible teaches us it is better to be alone and to be right with God and keep his commandments than to join hand in hand with sinners heading for destruction. And that's another reason why Church at Home. So that's where you can start. Isn't that something? Now, verse 127. Here's the attitude that we need to have. Verse 127 and 128. Let's take verse 127 first. Now, remember how we saw, "I love your law." Notice what it says here, verse 127. "Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." Now, that sounds very similar to Psalm 19, doesn't it? Where it describes the perfect law of God. And this is the attitude that we may develop and come to have. That we realize the commandments of God are worth more than all the gold in the world. But if you did this, if you took in a dark room and you put an old, tattered, and torn Bible, but it had all the Word of God in it, and you put on another table a huge, big stack of fine gold, just like a pyramid of gold, and then put all around that coins and bars of bullion gold, and you kept it in the dark before you brought someone in and said, "I want you to make a choice. I want you to choose what is the most valuable." And most people, they come in the dark room and you turn on the spotlight. There's a table with the gold, and there's a table with the old Bible. Most people would take the gold because they don't understand that the Word of God is eternal. Isn't that something? Verse 128. Here's the attitude we need to come to in everything. See, because God is eternal, God is right, God is true, God is holy, God is perfect. And he wants you to become that way through conversion. And conversion means change of heart, change of mind, change of attitude, the addition of the Holy Spirit of God, so that you come to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. Now notice, verse 128, "Therefore I esteem all your precepts concerning all things to be right." and I hate every false way. Well, this is the attitude God wants us to come to. And let me tell you something, in your relationship with God, when you grow to this attitude, that you understand all of God's precepts concerning everything, and it's all right here in the Bible, are all together right. Then you take the other side of the coin, you hate every false way, because you know every false way is built upon lies and deception and destruction and hatred and anti-God. That's why you hate it. Now let's read another verse here concerning the law of God and the righteousness of God. Verse 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth. Because it is the truth of God, from the God of truth, who cannot lie to every human being. Isn't that something? So at this point we stop and ask, why does the world hate God? Why are they so hostile to these things? Why do they have all of these religions all claiming to represent God, many of them using many parts of the Bible, but they're unwilling to use the whole Bible? And they're unwilling to keep the Sabbath of God, unwilling to keep the holy days of God. Oh, they want their Sunday, but you see, they want their Christmas, they want their Easter, they want their New Year's, they want their all of these pagan holidays, and go to God and say, God, you have to accept these because we like these. And furthermore, the priest has blessed them, and the Pope has given sanctification to them. Well, we'll have a whole lot more to say about that, but you need to come to the understanding that those have never been of God, you see. Because they're lies. Stop and think about it a minute. You think you enjoy Christmas and all of that? All right. It's the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Oh, you disguise it by doing good for your children, by lying to them and saying, Santa Claus comes down the chimney. You know, and small kids are smart enough to figure, well, if you have a gas furnace, how does that big fat guy get down a small pipe that exhausts the fumes of a gas furnace, huh? How does he come down a chimney when you don't even have a fireplace? And do reindeer fly? No. Does he live at the North Pole? No. And after all, he becomes a replacement for God. Remember the song? See? Be a good little boy, be a good little girl, because Santa knows. And there's no such thing as Santa. But God knows. See? Your law is the truth. That's why the Bible condemns all those holidays. All right, verse 151, we have a couple more to go, and we'll learn about the ways of God. You are near, O Lord. He's not far off. He's near. He's as near as your knees in praying to him. And your commandments are truth, based on love, based on grace, based on goodness, and not a curse. Great peace have those who love your law, because it gives you peace of mind. You're not tormented. You're not depressed. You are not, how shall we say, oppressed by your own sins because you love the law of God. And there is no stumbling block for them. Is that the way you want your life? Love God. Love his commandments. Love his truth. Now, last of all, verse 172, my tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Now why, using the name of Christ, would any minister, evangelist, pastor, teacher, pope, cardinal, bishop, say that the laws of God we don't have to follow? And why would they be so outrageous and sinful to replace the laws of God with their own human traditions conceived in their evil minds and create a religion and say this represents God and Jesus Christ? You see how far we have strayed? You see how far we have gone? You see how far people have gotten away from God? That's why we have all of the literature that is downloadable for you. So I want you to go and look at the things that we have. There's also a nice article on the four great love commandments. What are they? And one man's life and death, how God became a man in order to die for his creation. And another article with it. One perfect sacrifice. Jesus Christ was the complete sacrifice of God the Father, making possible the new covenant promises of redemption and eternal life. So, thank you for inviting me into your home. Thank you for watching Church at Home. And I hope that these things will give you inspiration and understanding and desire to love God, to draw close to Him, to understand His Word. Until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying so long, and remember to go to the other website, cbcg.org, where we have nearly 1,000 sermons going in great detail into the Word of God, and also, in addition, other downloadable information, and you can write for some of the other books that we have, which through cbcg.org. You can get them at no cost.